Test 72, Section 2, Question 3. Here, we want to strengthen the argument, and the argument says that dinosaur fossils come in various forms, including mineralized bones and tracks. Mineralized dinosaur bones and tracks are rarely found together, so we don't get tracks and bones together. This isn't surprising, because creatures that scavenge dinosaur carcasses most likely frequented mudflats to find food. Okay, so it's pretty much saying, the conclusion is, it's not surprising that we don't find tracks and bones together, and the evidence is that the creatures that scavenger carcasses frequented mudflats to find food. So here what we have is basically it's saying that it's not surprising that we don't find the tracks and the bones together, because essentially scavengers would have carried off the bones. So we need anything that's going to say, yeah, you're not going to find the bones and the tracks together. So a dinosaur tracks are also found in locations other than mud flats. Well, I don't know that that really strengthens it. B, scavengers commonly drag a carcass away from the site where it was found. That would strengthen it. That's kind of one of the assumptions. Researchers have found more fossil dinosaur tracks than dinosaur bones. We don't care which one is more common. Dinosaur fossils other than mineralized bones are quite common. We don't really care about other types of things. And then it takes longer for bone to mineralize than it takes for tracks to dry in mudflats. Again, also doesn't matter. And therefore, answer choice B would be our best answer.